This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Name that tune, Jerry Rigger.
Oh.
I'll give you the movie it was from.
I don't know the movie.
Singles.
Yeah,
remember Singles?
No. I used to play this song on 106.3. Modern Rock of the Jersey Shore.
This was their only radio hit. One of these Seattle rockers, Jerry.
Not the Soup Dragons.
No, not Soup Dragons. Screaming Trees.
Screaming Trees.
Darn it.
Yeah. Is that what a screaming tree sounds like?
Yeah.
Wow.
A haunted screaming tree.
Nearly.
This is a great song. Very catchy.
Lost you. Yeah. I used to play. That was in the rotation.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the rotation.
Oh, yeah, Jerry. By the way, I heard, how about this? I heard, you know, there's a local radio station down the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Called The Rat.
Yeah, 95.9.
Yeah. You could listen to them on the Odyssey app, I hear.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
I wonder if we own them.
We don't own them. Odyssey.
But that's kind of part of our deal?
I guess so. You know, they're owned by a small radio.
Yes.
They only own a handful of stations. So I guess we put
that's
their
cool.
stuff online.
That's very cool. I passed by their station when we did the Memorial Day weekend show.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, look at that. A parking lot.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the Jersey Shore. What a great place to work.
But you know what's weird about that place? Their radio tower.
Their signal's not great.
Is in the parking lot.
Oh, is it really?
Which makes me
that.
Think it's probably frying your balls if you work there.
Well, has anybody lost their balls?
I used to have balls, but then I worked here by this radio tower. When I first started it in Florida, Largo, Florida was the first radio station I worked at. It was a small suburb of Tampa. And our radio
sounds lovely.
Our radio tower was right on the property of the radio station.
And you lost your balls?
No, but it was a 50,000-watt radio station. And
wow.
People used to call the station and go, like old people would call it, be like, your station's coming out of my toaster.
It's pretty funny.
Like the electric currents were going to this person's toaster.
That is bizarre. Who needs a radio? Just go buy a toaster.
Yeah. I'm listening to you guys on my toaster. A couple of interesting notes from baseball yesterday, Jerry. Pirates infielder Rodolfo Castro.
He was just called up from the minor leagues.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So he's just on the club. He is in a game, slides head
first.
Pirates
traded everybody.
And they're like, we need somebody.
Yes.
Get Rodolfo Castro from our AAA team. So he played in a game yesterday, slid into head first slide in the third base, and his cell phone fell out of his back pocket.
He was embarrassed by this.
He was.
I saw the quotes. He goes, that's not what you're trying to do. He goes, I guess he forgot the phone was in his back pocket. And he goes, that's not a good look.
Like
he realized it was through his translator. He realized that was stupid.
Yeah.
Not great.
Where do these guys keep their phones during the games?
In their locker, in the clubhouse probably.
So no one has their phone in there.
Well, I would think not. First of all, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen
but
anybody.
I will tell you from all the dugout shots we've ever seen. Have you ever seen a guy, and you see them on the tablets, which are given to them by the team, have you ever seen anybody on their cell phone?
No.
So,
and you're not allowed to, I guess they would think you could be cheating with the cell phone. Right?
Well, that too. But you can, I'm sure they're allowed to go back into the clubhouse where their stuff is. And how many times have you looked into the dugout, too, on a camera shot or when you're at the game, and you're like, they're like 25, like, where is everybody? And you see four guys sitting there.
Yeah.
They're probably about, who knows, playing cards, maybe on their phones. Who knows what they're doing? But no, they're not in the dugout. They're probably prohibited.
He was probably excited just to have been called up. I could see him being on second base, like taking his cell phone out of his pocket, like Keith McPherson.
Like Keith McPherson does, yes.
Take selfies in here.
That would be funny.
The new generation. Jerry.
We might not be far off from that.
Right.
I mean, if we're going to mic guys up during All-Star games, why not let them take photographs on the field?
That'd be so great. You see, Rodolfo Castro slides in the 30 safe, and he's taking a selfie.
I'll give you a good broadcast idea as an alternate viewing choice.
All right.
GoPro on a guy's hat, on his hat. In baseball.
Watch that.
Mic him up, mm-hmm. GoPro. That would be really cool because you would really see what it looks like to be out there.
What position would you like?
Center field. I go center field.
Well, I guess you could do different things, right? You do center field.
You could put the shortstop, even the pitcher, I suppose.
Catcher.
Yeah, well, they have catcher cams. We have seen that. And I know they've done this to a point. I mean, a full 3-hour, 9-inning game. The GoPro on the center fielder running into the dugout, in the dugout. So you're seeing the game through his eyes. Sitting there watching it from that angle.
There's no,
he's in the dugout. Now, listen, you got to break away when he goes to the bathroom or runs into the clubhouse. Maybe it cuts off. But everywhere. And you'd have to, there'd have to be some disclaimer that language might be bad. But I would love to see that. That would be cool.
How about an Aaron Judge cam? It just follows Aaron Judge.
Yes. Yeah, you put it, because I have the GoPro. And you'd have to really tighten it around the hat. I think that would be phenomenal.
All right.
You could have two of them, one on his hat and you put one on the batting helmet.
Yes. Who do we talk to? Rob Manfred?
Rob Manfred. I don't know, I guess.
Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
That's where I feel like baseball will go, since they've already fooled around with the live mic in the All-Star games, which I love. That's probably the next generation. You got to do something to get the kids more involved, because they all watch the highlights on YouTube. I don't know how many really care about the game anymore.
I'm like the kids.
Yeah, no, I know. You're a highlight guy.
I love the highlights.
I know you do. I know.
I love breaking
so
it down.
So much gets
in nine
lost
minutes.
When you only watch the highlights.
You're right.
There's so much that gets lost. But I totally understand.
Yeah.
About runs and scoring runs.
It is. It's about runs. Even it was funny, the highlight package from last night's Yankees Mariners game.
Yeah.
They blasted through within 20 seconds the first. The entire time that Castro and Cole pitched against each other.
They
were just like
that.
Full pitcher's duel, and they showed
strikeout, 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 strikeout
three-time NBA champ, you either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many highlights do you think we have in the system from that game?
I'm going to say you're going to have, of course, the game-winning hit right. by the Mariners.
Because I was blown away by this.
I think you're going to have the Yankees from the 11th inning where they lined out into a double
right.
play.
Yep.
And I think you're going to have the behind-the-play catch by the Mariners pitcher, which took the Yankees out.
So you would say max of 7 highlights. Six or seven.
Yes.
God bless whoever was here last night. I don't know who did this.
Yeah.
We have 28 highlights cut.
That would be Young Taylor.
Well, Young Taylor did be over, above and beyond what
he
most
did.
Do.
And because of the lateness of the game, he missed his 3:15 train and was here until almost 5.
That's a go-getter.
That, you know what? That's a guy that
that's
cares.
Excellent.
I completely agree. So, great. Taylor, I guess that's the guy I said. I didn't know who he was.
Correct.
And he didn't introduce himself, and I should have done. I was just, whatever. I should have. My fault. I should have introduced
You're
myself.
You're the superstar. You're the one to introduce.
But I was running late, and I had to get, and they switched out my computer, so I was already annoyed because I didn't have to get into anything. But whatever. I figured that out. Taylor, phenomenal job. Not a good job. Phenomenal job. Yes.
Phenomenal.
Because he also cut up Boone, Cole, Kiner, Falefa.
So. Nice.
And Taylor, Jerry does not throw this kind of praise out lightly.
Good job, Taylor.
This is beyond a good job.
Shout out, Taylor.
Matter of fact, can we get a tape op in the morning? I want Taylor. I'm serious. I'm not kidding you.
The answer is no, but if it ever happens.
Well, Super Bowl week. I want Taylor.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, what do you mean good luck?
No, we'll get a guy for
we
Super Bowl.
We need a guy that week. Come on now.
Or female Jerry. Women can cut up tape as well. It's 2022.
I'm not listening.
You really think that's going to happen?
Yes. Because I have to. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yes, it has to. I need help. It's 1 week. Come on now.
Jerry, this was cool. Shohei Ohtani yesterday.
Yes, he's tied to Babe Ruth again.
I love that. But Babe Ruth is this mythical character that we're not even sure if he existed or not.
Well, no, we know he existed. We just don't know how many of his home runs were really home runs.
Right. Or just ground balls through the center fielder's legs.
No, maybe they bounced over the fence.
But Ohtani got his 10th win. He has 25 home runs, making him and Babe Ruth the only players to have at least 10 home runs and 10 wins in the same season.
Now, did you see what season Ruth did it in?
21.
That was in the third paragraph. You told me you were reading three paragraphs.
19, 17?
Close, 18. You're legit. That was in the third paragraph.
Ah.
So I thought for sure you would know. You didn't read the third paragraph.
I didn't read the third paragraph.
Now, it also said it had been done in 1922, twice, I believe, by two Negro League players as well. So it's not like it hasn't happened other than Ohtani and Ruth. It has, but it's very rare.
But what's wild is in Little League, the pitchers are the best hitters. And at some point, that goes away.
A lot of times, the pitchers are the best players.
Yeah.
So, like, watching the Little League World Series, as I was yesterday for a few minutes, I forget what team it was, Massachusetts, whatever it was. The pitcher went five innings, got to his pitch limit, and then they had to take him out of the game. They bring in the reliever, and he goes right to shortstop. And he's batting fourth. Like, it's... Yeah, I guess as you get to a certain level, they start to decide what your better path is, and they want you to concentrate on that. It's weird even in high school to see some guys being a pitcher-only player. It's like, dude, you're 17. Don't you want to go play? And some do. I'm not saying they don't. But we have run into a couple of teams where, no, he's a pitcher-only.
It's always Little League teams where some kids have beards. They're pitchers and dominant hitters because they have puberty.
Yes, that 12, 13 age, weird.
There was a kid. Weird.
There was a kid yesterday in one of the games. He was 6'1". He was 12 years old. I want the birth certificate. And I'm sure he is, but it's just like, good Lord. I'm going to take a break. 5:53. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Boomer and Geo, top of the hour. Right now, Odyssey Sports Minute. Amy Lawrence on Serena.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. If you're just waking up, you probably didn't see the end of the Yankee game. They lost 1-0 in 13 innings as they ran themselves out of inning after inning after inning. And the Mets win again, 14 of 16, as the Mets remain seven games up on the Braves.
And Jerry, here midweek on a Wednesday, we get two day games today. The Mets-Reds, 1 o'clock.
And the times are perfect.
And then Yankees-Mariners out there in Seattle at 4:10 local time.
That's exactly right. Nestor Cortez today.
Yes.
It's Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray?
Yes, who really was, I remember him from the Diamondbacks.
Is he any good, Jerry?
You've heard of Robbie Ray.
I have heard of Robbie Ray. Probably because he has a cool name.
Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray.
Yeah.
By the way, Chris Sale, his season.
This guy.
His
what
season
a mess.
Is done. You'll remember just a few weeks ago, he took a liner off his pinky, which smashed his pinky.
Remember he was saying he was smashing the lights in that minor league rehab start?
Yeah, though he got himself injured in a bike accident.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.